What terminology does Russia use now to describe the former Soviet countries? Are they part of the near neighborhood, or they are Russia backyard?
Former republics of the Soviet Union. Some of them are members of the CIS, some of them are not members of the CIS, some of them are members of the Eurasian Union, some of them are members of the Eurasian Economic Council. Different, because now we have different status for each and every country. So near abroad was used long ago. For the last years, we are not using this term anymore, as far as I understand, because they are different. Mainly, we focus on the development of relations between within the framework of the Euro-Asian Economic Council. This uniting Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the Russian Federation, and some of them, some other countries, Kyrgyzstan, by the way, Kyrgyzstan and Armenia, who joined it. Some other countries are participating still within CIS format, and these are the terms being used.
Do you think Moldova should remain outside the EU?
No, it's up to the people of Moldova to decide, please. I have already been asked this for many times. It's up to the European Union, up to the people of Moldova to decide and to do something.
But before annexation of Crimea, Russia criticized...
Again, please allow me to make...
Russia criticized Ukraine after it signed the EU...
We criticized this before. We criticized this before even signing, because the draft agreement, association agreement, was a severe setback, and is a severe setback for the bilateral ties between the Ukraine and the Russian Federation. And the same goes to the association agreement between Moldova and the Russian Federation, between the association agreement between Moldova and the European Union, because it influences the existing ties between Russian Federation and Moldova, especially in the field of trade, customs and the customs fees, and these things that will make the regime between European Union and the Russian Federation different through the third countries than we have it directly between European Union and the Russian Federation.
Do you think Moldova must see the situation of Crimea as a precedent?
Well, as I said, you have your own perception that this was annexation. We have a different perception that Crimea situation was an expression of the people of desire to be protected and self-determination. For Moldova, there is the question to pick up the future of the country in their own hands and to decide. For 25 years, we are trying to persuade them to discuss the situation very seriously between various parts of the Republic of Moldova, Transnistria and Chisinau. In 2003, they were on the verge of signing an agreement, the so-called Cossack Memorandum, which was not signed under the pressure of the Western countries, and which provided for the united Moldova and the future of the united Moldova, and how it will be arranged, I mean, all the internal structures of the two parts of one state. Federation, autonomy, I don't know. It's up to the people of Moldova to sit down sincerely and to discuss how they will arrange, taking into consideration, discussing. You cannot impose from outside, be it Moscow or be it Bucharest, be it Brussels or be it Washington. You cannot impose.
Or the same in Ukraine 2 years ago.
Or the same in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Or the same in Ukraine. And the same is now. What we are saying, you sit down, you implement Minsk. you in Kyiv implement Minsk, you sit down and discuss it with other parts of Ukraine, meaning eastern part in Donetsk and Lugansk. You discuss with them. They are not doing it. And even certain countries, not certain, but European countries understand that this is not being implemented.
So when Ukraine went west, Crimea disappeared from its border.
It disappeared not because of Ukraine went west. It disappeared because the new authorities in Kyiv wanted to cleanse the Crimea from the Russian population, which is more than 80% of the population there.
You didn't see until that.
Huh?
You didn't see that until 2014.
No, it was not, and Crimea never tried to escape from Ukraine. But when the special trains were formed and the people from the Western Ukraine went to free the Crimea from the Russians, it was really a threat, direct threat for the people there.
Do Russia parties or Russian leaders have good relations with pro-Russian parties from Moldova?
Russian parties?
Pro-Russian.
No, no. You said Russian party leaders?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have a relation with Moldova, with the Kishinev authorities, though it is very difficult to say what is the political situation now, but of course we have relations with almost all authorities there, official party and on the level of civil society. And on level of just plain people, hundreds of thousands of Moldovan people are working in the Russian Federation, even now, during the crisis.
Russia can influence them?
I don't know. But what do you mean by influence? If they work in Russia, if they get their salary in Russia, if they pay their families by what they have earned in the Russian Federation, is it an influence or not? To a certain extent, yes, it is an influence.
Russia can influence the Moldova officials or Moldova civil society or so on.
We had traditionally very active relations with the Moldovan people. We still have these open relations. Of course, now it's more difficult due to certain decisions taken by the government in the Kishinev, but it's still very active. What kind of influence we have? We always
political
would like...
Influence.
We all
political influence.
I doubt that we specially politically try to influence, you mean through the... by special political instruments. It's a kind of building friendship, preserving friendship, preserving relations between the people. We have a lot of mixed families. We have a lot of exchanges, people traveling here and there. So why not to continue this?
In what circumstances would Russia agree Romanian-Moldova reunification?
First of all, this is not the Russian position. Let's speak that this idea has to be discussed in Romania, in Moldova, and I, for example, don't see this question on the agenda. I don't see this question on the agenda. Therefore, it is not being discussed in the Russian Federation. And when somebody, I mean, from not very well inform people in Russia starting to say certain things on unification, the authorities here call me and say, please don't discuss, we are not discussing unification, it is not on the cards, it's not possible at present.
Thank you very much.